A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You've been the lifeblood of Impact TNA Wrestling. God, it's going to take a little while to get used to being able to say TNA. But you people, thank you so much. The UK, you're going to see us again. Grado, come here. Grado, come here. We got to do this together and send us home right. We're TNA Wrestling and we're fucking back!
Monday night, October the 30th. Hi, this is Tom Campbell. Yes, back in the isolation station, back home just a few hours ago from the Impact Wrestling UK Invasion Tour, where I have spent the last 3 days as Impact Wrestling ring announcer. If you came along, thank you for supporting Impact Wrestling on tour. You'll also know, if you came along, why I sound like this. I gave it socks for 3 days, let's put it that way. We ended the tour on an absolute high, a wonderful night last night at the HMV Empire in Coventry, where we even had a dance party at the very end. If you follow me on Twitter, at Tom Campbell, you can see exclusive footage of some of your Impact favourites, like Scott D'Amore, Josh Alexander, Eddie Edwards, even myself, busting some moves in the ring at the end of the show. But hey, enough about me, because now is the time to reflect and look ahead to Impact Wrestling, or as it will soon be known, TNA Wrestling. And maybe get a cheeky performance review in there as well, because I am joined by the Impact Wrestling president, Scott D'Amore. Scott, how you doing?
Good, Tom. Long time no see.
It has been at least a day, sir. About last night, what a wonderful way to end the tour. And we, in amongst all of the dancing at the end of the Coventry show, Scott, you've got some moves, mate. Where do they come from?
Well, I purposely haven't watched it back because I'm pretty sure that they're bad moves, but all in the spirit of good fun. You know, we were out there. It's been a great tour. It's great to be back in the UK. You know, excited to be here. The reception that we've got from the first minute of Glasgow through the last minute of last night's show in Coventry was amazing. So, you know, out there, and, you know, sometimes we take ourselves, you know, a little too seriously in wrestling. So sometimes it's nice to just go out there and have some fun. And I think that that dance party dance off was a great way to end an amazing tour here.
Who is the underrated best dancer in Impact Wrestling, do you think?
Boy, trying to think on that one. Like, there's ones that you just know that are going to be good, like Trey and stuff like that. I never get tired of seeing Moose do the Carlton. So that's certainly one. Eric Young, I think, is definitely an unexpected entertaining dancer. So not what you expect out of the world-class maniac.
Absolutely not. The UK has been such a special part of the history of Impact, soon to be TNA once again. What do you attribute to that special relationship that Impact has with the UK?
You know, it's funny. Like I say, that coming here in 2008 was a landmark moment for the company. You know, you look at it, it was moving from the Asylum to Universal Studios was big. It was doing 3-hour pay-per-views that was big. It was going on the road for Bound for Glory in 06 that was big. It was coming over here in 2008 and our first real tour, going city to city and being so well received by UK fans. It was really like one of those moments. It's like wow, like we've really got something special here, because we're just received like rock stars. And it was just the crowds were so great and so energetic. And I just think there's always been a bit of a bond between the UK and TNA wrestling. You know, I think the WWE is always the WWE. They've been around forever, and they're a massive, you know, company and promotion. But there's always been, Simon and I talked about this a little earlier today, is that there's always been like a bit of a special relationship. I feel in some ways like UK fans have felt more like TNA is their wrestling company. You know, there's a bond there. And I don't know exactly, like maybe it's because we had, you know, such a great relationship and you know, so much broadcast stuff out there. Like it's, you know, with Challenge in the early days and everything else, and, you know, leading to those great tours every January and looking at things, it was, you know, I just think, you know, for whatever the reason, there's been a connection with the UK and TNA wrestling. It's been a key part of TNA's wrestling history. I don't think you can properly tell the story of TNA wrestling without talking about the UK market and fans.
How good is it saying TNA again?
It's so good. You know, and to hear those chants, the crowds, you know, four nights over here, crowds don't get any rowdier than UK crowds. And they were awesome. And from beginning to end, to hear those chants break out was truly awesome.
When did the first conversations about returning to TNA begin with you, Scott?
I mean, look, if you look at it, when Anthem acquired, TNA Impact in 17, and in 2018, you know, when I came in to oversee it for Anthem, it was, you know, it was something in my heart. It's always been TNA wrestling. So we talked about it a bit, but it had been through so much, Tom, you know, from TNA to Impact, back to TNA to Global Forest, back to Impact. Like the last thing this place needed in 2018 was another name change. And I truthfully don't think it would have been overly well received. They just were like, okay, whatever, like you'll screw this up. So I think there's always been, you know, it's always been something there that's on the table. Right before, like in early 2020, right as COVID was just getting ready to hit, we had planned a one night event, TNA, There's No Place Like Home, which had quite a good buzz going. And we did a 1 hour special on Access TV. That I just remember, you know, the head of broadcasting at Anthem calling me up and saying like, hey, did you see this number? Could you do this every week? And really, COVID hit, like, you know, in between when we filmed it and when it aired. And I was like, no, like, I'm not even sure how we're going to get out our weekly show, yet alone a second show. It's always kind of been there in the back burner. That's why during the COVID era, you saw the idea of like Moose being the TNA world champion, coming about. And, you know, we just looked at things the timing never felt right, you know, really until now. And it was early this year. It was in February of this year. I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. And, you know, we started, you know, daily working on how this was going to play out. And, to me, one of the truly special things is the fact that from February through Bound for Glory, the amount of people that were brought in the tent, under the tent, who were like in the know on what we were doing, and the fact that it never got out. You know, in this business where spoilers and leaks are almost the backbone of the business, the fact that months and months of this in preparation and it never got out, like you look at all the talents that were in that video, for every talent that was on screen, there has to be a half a dozen people behind the camera that are in the know. And the fact that we were able to hold off and not have that leak out is truly special and a testament to what an amazing group of individuals we have here. It's like I said, I would always say it would be there lingering in the background. To me, it was always truly we were TNA wrestling. We just weren't ready to go there. And it was in February where the decision was made and we started working towards it. So I'm really excited about it. I think the timing, you know, as we head into 2024 is perfect. I think that this group embodies what TNA wrestling means to me. You know, the passion, the dedication, the drive, and the fact that much like the early days of TNA wrestling, this group feels like we're working together for a common good and something that's bigger than any of us. Like the collective is so much more, right? What's the old saying? The whole is more than the sum of the parts, right? It's so cool to be part of something bigger. And so much of this roster grew up being TNA wrestling fans, and to see the joy and the excitement that they have getting now to be TNA wrestling talent is truly amazing.
There's a lot that is said about the Impact Wrestling, the soon to be TNA Wrestling locker room, and the camaraderie there. And I can now say I've experienced firsthand, like, that is not hyperbole. Like, it is a group of people who are passionate and welcoming. And I couldn't be more grateful to have you guys on the tour that made me feel like I've been part of that, of your promotion for ages. So for one thing, from on my side, thank you so much. But for you, what do you sort of do on a daily basis, as well as all, to sort of cultivate and motivate a great locker room like that?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, a big part of it is just making sure we have the right group of people around. And I think we really do. I mean, you know, over a course of time, I mean, if you didn't fit in, if you didn't want to be part of something bigger, if you didn't feel like this was the coolest place to be, I mean, maybe it was time for you to move on. And we have such a great group together. And, you know, for my involvement in it, I mean, look, I mean, I'd love to take credit for all of it, but I think it's really a testament to the group we have around here. And, you know, I think if anything, you know, part of what I did is I, you know, was told, you know, young in my business career that there's a bunch of different mindsets on stuff. And some people want to be the smartest person in the room, and other people want to be surrounded in a room full of the smartest people. And I'm not looking to be the smartest in the room. I'm not claiming to be the smartest in the room. What I want is all the best and brightest around, and only if they fit in good with the group and are part of the, you know, the mindset of that we're moving in the right direction. So I think we're truly blessed to have an amazing group together of amazingly talented people, both in front of the camera and behind, that all truly feel like we're moving towards something that's bigger than us. You know, Josh Alexander's line in that video, you know, his whole life wanted to be part of something bigger than himself. That's what this locker room feels like. And the way that this locker room and this company support each other and have each other's back and just truly enjoy being around each other and enjoy what we're doing is truly special.
And I think it says so much, the fact that and you wouldn't have known it to watch the product. You wouldn't have known it to sense the mood. There was quite a blow during the tour because Alex Shelley suffered an injury early on, which meant that we didn't get to see Alex, the world champion, doing his thing. But it was so seamlessly recalibrated that it never felt like the fans were losing anything. Obviously, we were missing Alex Shelley on the tour, but it never felt like anything was missing. How is Alex doing? Is everything as good as can be with the world champion today?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's going to need a little bit of rest and a little bit of time, but he's going to be more than healthy and ready before he needs to be back in an Impact Wrestling ring. So it's going to be a good chance for him to rest and recharge. To your point, I think that, like this company really does, like this group does, the talent and the crew, they rallied around each other, but before I even had a chance to turn my mind towards it, like talent was coming up and offering suggestions. And one of them was Frankie Kazarian stepping up and saying, look, I'll step in, I'll do double duty when needed. I'll still go out there. I want to still go out there and wrestle Leon Slater because he's I'm stoked to go out there and do that. But then I'll circle back in the main event. I got history with the Machine Guns, and I'll be happy to take, Shelley's place and team with Saban and be in the main event. So it's just, to your point, I think it's everybody was turning their mind to it. While I was still worrying about other things, I already had people coming up and, well, hey, we can do this. Well, if you need me to do this. And, a guy like Frankie, who's been around for 20 plus years and, doesn't have to, is like, hey, like, I want to step up. I want to fill that void. I want to be part of the solution. So I think that's truly amazing. So I think, to your point, you got to see a bit of it on this tour. You got to be part of it, the hanging out in the locker room, making the bus rides, it was a lot of fun, and, it was great to see. So you've seen it. It's a very welcoming locker room. And, from our aspect, like I said to you, privately last night, no BS at all. Having ring announcers and referees that join us locally, that step in and do the job that well, just makes it so much easier. So I just think we have a great group. We were happy to have you, happy to have, Tom and Rich, join us and reffing and Davey and everything else. Simon in Glasgow, I think, like every night referees and ring announcers is like, you just to be able to take that and be like, okay, like that's handled. I don't have to worry about a problem there. I just know that they're going to, just like the rest of our roster does, go out there and do the job well, was fantastic. So, credit to our locker room, credit to people like you and the others that I mentioned joining the team locally and supporting. And I just think it's, really, it's been just an awesome week here and excited to be back in the UK and can't wait to be back here again next year.
We talk about joining the team. I want to mention Leon Slater, who on Saturday night officially signed a TNA contract with yourselves. We saw Harley Hudson winning the gut check, getting a developmental deal as well. We've seen Impact debuts for the likes of Amir Jordan, Chris Ridgeway, Alex Windsor, Emerson Jane. And you got to look at 80 or so of the top crop of UK talent as well. Now you're becoming TNA. What are some of the other parameters possibly changing in terms of what you're looking for going forward, or is that staying the same?
I mean, I think we've set a great course as far as for how we develop a roster. So I think it's going to evolve and change, but I don't think our approach to things is going to change. We're going to look for the right mix of established veteran talent and, people out there that deserve their opportunity, like a Leon Slater, 19 years old and as promising as any talent I've ever seen. So having a guy like Leon Slater join us, I think is the perfect type of acquisition for us. I think it's great. Like the first wrestler signed under the TNA banner was PCO. And you talk about a comeback story, a guy whose career was written off more than once, who completely reinvented himself. And, to me, he embodies everything that TNA can be in some ways, which is just a passion and never say die attitude, that he's lived by. If he gave up every time somebody said he would done, he would have been done years ago. And instead, he's still out there and killing it. And then on the flip side, the second wrestler that we signed, for the TNA era is Leon Slater, a 19-year-old, wise beyond his years, mature beyond his years, blue chip prospect who has all of the skill set to become a generational talent.
We've got Josh Alexander, who's been on the tour, Canadian born and bred like yourself. I've been asked to ask you as the former head, permanent head full-time of Team Canada. If you were to build a Mount Rushmore of Canadian wrestlers, Scott, who would you put on there?
Canadian wrestlers? Bret Hart, obviously, consensus number one, has to be far and away. He is Canadian wrestling. Then it gets so hard after that. You know, obviously, Owen's got to be in the running. To me, it's hard to not put Edge there. You know,
it's tough, isn't it? There's something in the water. There's something in the water.
Yeah. When you look at it personally, to me, because I think he is, if I had to pick one talent to wrestle every night for my entire career, and I think he's among the most underrated talents in the industry, who in still some ways isn't quite getting his due, but Christian Cage is unbelievable. And, you know, shoot, you know, Tom, you still got Gail Kim, who we haven't even touched on. And it's just, you know, Chris Jericho. How do you not have Chris Jericho in the conversation? Kenny Omega. It's just, it's tough. You know, Bobby Roode, you know, we're Canadian. We're inclusive, right? So maybe our Mount Rushmore has about 10 people on it.
It's a big Mount Rushmore. After the dance party last night, you did indeed, and you have said whilst we've been chatting today, TNA Wrestling will return to the UK, where that love has never died. It would not it'd be remiss of me as an investigative reporter, which my hat is now, any indication on when we may see TNA in the UK again?
Yeah, we're looking at options right now, Tom, and it'll definitely, we'll be back here in 2024. We're just trying to figure out our schedule. You know, it boils down to a combination of our schedule, what's going on here in the marketplace and the availability of venues. But we have a few things circled on the calendar. And, you know, after taking a little bit of time to breathe, get a couple of deep breaths and settle in, we'll be back tackling exactly what the right time is to be back in market, but definitely in 2024.
Scott, thank you so much. Best of luck going forward with everything. And hey, TNA next year. Let's make 2024 something special, shall we?
TNA Wrestling, we're back. Thanks, Tom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.